Taking your medicines at the best time. Jenny suffers from Crohn's disease, which gives her cramps and diarrhea. 6 months ago, her diarrhea got so bad that her rheumatologist started her on prednisone. Taking prednisone every day worked. Her diarrhea and intestinal cramping went away, but there was a price. The medicine gave her a raging appetite, puffy cheeks, and bloating. As her weight kept increasing, her self-confidence sank lower and lower. Every time she tried to cut down the amount of prednisone she took, her abdominal cramps and bloody diarrhea came roaring back. Finally, she'd had enough. She called her specialist's office and insisted her doctor do something. "Get me off this prednisone before I turn into the Incredible Hulk!" Her doctor agreed with her. "Let's try it a bit slower this time. First, we'll move half of your prednisone dose to the evening." "But I'm already taking my prednisone in the evening." Her doctor said, "What? When did you start taking it in the evening?" "I did start taking it in the morning, but it really upset my stomach, so I switched to taking it with my dinner instead." Her doctor went, maybe that is why we couldn't taper your prednisone dose down before." Once Jenny started taking her prednisone in the morning with breakfast, she was able to taper her dose without any further problems with cramping or diarrhea. "I never realized how taking medicine at a particular time could be important." Why did Jenny have such trouble tapering her prednisone? Our bodies make a vital hormone called cortisol, which is very similar to prednisone. Cortisol helps your body respond to stress and infection. And most of the time, your body makes a steady supply every single day. This changes, however, when your body goes under stress. Whenever you fight a serious infection, grapple with an emotionally challenging situation, or struggle with sleep deprivation, your body helps you by making more cortisol to help you respond to the crisis. Prednisone is a type of cortisol. Jenny's body reacted to the prednisone she took by producing less cortisol because the prednisone made it look like she already had plenty. The higher the amount of prednisone Jenny consumed, the less cortisol her body made. Then, when she started decreasing her prednisone dose, her body suddenly had much less cortisol, which triggered diarrhea and intestinal cramps. Taking her prednisone medicine in the morning decreased its negative effect on her cortisol production. After she switched to morning, tapering her prednisone dose became much more comfortable for her, and she was eventually successful at stopping it altogether. Today, Jenny smiles at the slowly decreasing numbers she sees on her scale. Are you taking your medicines at the best possible time? Some medicines should be taken on an empty stomach to help you absorb the dose more thoroughly. But in contrast, many others are best taken with food to avoid stomach upset. Here are 5 tips for taking your medicines at the best time. Number 1, clarify whether your medicine is affected by taking it with food. If you are instructed to take your medicine on an empty stomach, you should take it at least 30 minutes before eating or wait until 2 to 3 hours after your meal. Number 2, be flexible about medication administration times. If you take the thyroid medicine levothyroxine with food, you may not absorb the entire dose. But many people struggle to remember to take their levothyroxine in the morning before they eat breakfast. If this is a challenge for you as well, take it at bedtime instead. As long as you don't take it with food, you're going to be able to absorb the entire dose more completely. Number 3, when in doubt, take your medicine with food. Most medicines should be taken with food to minimize stomach upset. In clinical trials where they keep track of every possible side effect, the most common side effect reported in each one is stomach upset. Some antibiotics can cause nausea, cramps, and vomiting unless taken with food. Two non-prescription pain medicines, naproxen, also known as Aleve, and ibuprofen, also known as Motrin IB, are very irritating to the stomach. They cause stomach pain and bleeding unless taken diluted with food or a full glass of water. Number four, some medicines are best taken at a specific time of the day. Many cholesterol-lowering medicines are actually more potent if you take them late in the day. Drugs like lovastatin, also known as Pravacol, or simvastatin, also known as Zocor, are called statins and are an example of this type of medicine. Statin medicines work by blocking the last step your body uses to make cholesterol. Your liver makes most of its cholesterol at night. These medicines may further drop your cholesterol if you take them in the evening or at bedtime when your body is busy making most of its cholesterol. The stomach acid blocking medicine omeprazole works best if you take it in the morning, about 30 minutes before your first meal of the day, breakfast. Number five, take any water pills early in the day. Diuretics, also known as water pills or pee pills, trigger increased urination and should be taken early in the morning. Most people find that it's pretty smart to delay taking their water pills until after they return home from doing their errands in the morning. If you must take a diuretic twice a day, take the second dose as early as possible, either at noon or by 3 p.m. in the afternoon. This way, you won't be as likely to be forced to get up several times a night to urinate. This has been Louise Ackie with Medication Insider. Thanks for listening.